I'm Alessia. I'm from Rome in Italy. The region is Lazio, so it's the center of Italy. I learned my English in London, but after that I went to Canada and now I'm here in the US. So at the moment my English is between English, London English and Canadian. My city is the capital of Italy. It's a beautiful city. It's pretty big. It's a really nice place to be with a lot of traffic, but really nice place to go to eat or hang out in the night. The style of life in Italy is very different from here, especially the university. Our university is longer, it's at least 5 years and becomes easily between 6 and 7 for a bachelor. I must say we have less fun going to university because we are not supposed to have fun when we are studying. But on the other hand, you have a lot of occasion to hang out with friends, so I was quite happy down there. I'm here to study for a master program. There are no master program in my field in Italy, so this is one of the best place to be. If anyone has any experience about Italian accent, you will hear that my accent is different because I'm from the center and from a big city. So I don't have a huge Italian accent when I speak Italian. In English, of course, it's a big Italian accent. I will read something from a play written by Tennessee Williams. It's The Rose Tattoo. The character of Serafina was interpreted by the wonderful Italian actress Anna Magnani, and the film was really beautiful. Go on to New Orleans, you two men crazy things, you, and pick up a man on Canal Street, but not in my house, at my window, in front of my dead husband's ashes. I'm not at all interested. I'm not interested in men getting fat and bald, in soldier boy play suits, tearing the clothes of girls in Canal Street, and dropping paper sacks out of hotel windows. I'm just not interested in that sort of man crazy business. I remember my husband, with a body like a young boy, and hair on his head, as thick as black as mine, his skin and skin on him smooth and sweet as a yellow rose petal. Yes, a rose. My folks was peasant, contadini, but he came from landowners. Signorile, my husband, at night I sit here and I'm satisfied to remember, because I had the best. Not the third best and not the second best, but the first best, the only best. So now I stay here and I'm satisfied now to remember. I count up the nights I held him all night in my arms, and I can tell you how many. Each night for 12 years, 4,380. The numbers of nights I held him all night in my arms. Sometimes I didn't sleep, just held him all night in my arms. And I am satisfied with it. I grieve for him. Yes, my pillow and nights never dry, but I'm satisfied to remember. And I will feel cheap and degraded and not fit to live with my daughters or under the roof with the urn of his blessed ashes, those ashes of a rose. If after that memory, after knowing that man, I went to some other, some middle-aged man, not young, not full of passion, but getting a pot belly on him and losing his hair and smelling of sweat and liquor and trying to fool myself that that was love-making. I know what love-making was, and I'm satisfied just to remember. Go on, you did do it. You go on the streets and let them drop their sacks of dirty water on you. I'm satisfied to remember the love of a man that was mine, only mine. Never touched by the hand of nobody, nobody but me, just me.